Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Visa Inc., ticker symbol V, one of the biggest players in the global payments industry. If you're looking to understand whether Visa is a buy, hold, or sell for your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and even an intrinsic value analysis. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Visa isn't just a credit card company, it's a global payments technology giant that facilitates transactions between consumers, merchants, banks, and governments. With a market cap of over $643 billion as of the latest data, Visa is a heavyweight in the financial services sector. Today, we'll break down its business model, dissect its financials, and give you actionable insights for your investment decisions. If you're new here, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more in-depth analyses like this one. Let's start with a quick company profile for those who might not be fully familiar with Visa's operations. Founded in 1958 and headquartered in San Francisco, California, Visa operates as a payments technology company that processes digital transactions worldwide. It doesn't issue cards or extend credit. That's done by banks and financial institutions. Instead, Visa provides the network that enables these transactions, earning fees on payment volume, data processing, and international transactions. Under the leadership of CEO Ryan McInerney, Visa employs around 28,800 people and continues to innovate in digital payments and blockchain technology. It's a titan in the financial services sector, specifically in the credit services industry. So with that foundation, let's dive into the numbers. Now let's talk revenue. Visa's top-line growth has been nothing short of impressive. For fiscal year 2025, Visa reported total revenue of $40 billion, up from $35.9 billion in 2024 and $32.7 billion in 2023. That's a compound annual growth rate that many companies can only dream of. Breaking it down by segment for 2025, Visa's largest revenue driver is data processing revenues at $19.99 billion, followed by service revenues at $17.54 billion and international transaction revenues at $14.17 billion. They also have a smaller other services category at $4.5 billion, though this is offset by client incentives, which are essentially discounts or rebates to partners, amounting to a negative $15.75 billion. Geographically, Visa pulls in $24.37 billion from non-US markets, about 61% of total revenue, while the U.S. contributes $15.63 billion. This global diversification is a key strength as it reduces reliance on any single market. But here's a question for you. With consumer spending potentially slowing due to economic uncertainty, could this growth trajectory hit a wall? Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Moving on to earnings, Visa just released its Q1 2026 results, and the headline is they beat expectations on both EPS and revenue, despite a slight miss on processing metrics. According to reports from Zacks and Benzinga, Visa posted a profit of $5.85 billion for the quarter, fueled by strong holiday spending and robust payment volumes. Cross-border volumes also saw a significant uptick, which is great news for their international business. However, the stock slipped in after-hours trading, likely due to investor concerns over higher operating costs and that processing miss. Key takeaways. Visa's core business remains incredibly strong, with consumer spending trends still supportive, but management will need to keep a tight lid on costs. If you're a long-term investor, this earnings beat reinforces Visa's resilience, but short-term traders might see some volatility ahead. Let's dig into some specifics from the Q1 2026 earnings call transcript, as reported by Seeking Alpha. Management highlighted the strength in payment volumes and cross-border transactions as key drivers of growth. They also emphasized their investments in digital innovations like tokenization, which enhances security and user experience in transactions. However, they acknowledged headwinds from rising operating expenses and competition in the payment space, particularly from buy now, pay later, BNPL, services, and stablecoins. What stood out to me was their optimism about blockchain integration and partnerships like the one with Mercurio for crypto to fiat payouts via Visa Direct. This shows Visa isn't resting on its laurels, they're actively future-proofing their business. But will these innovations be enough to fend off emerging competitors? That's the million-dollar question. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty of Visa's financial statements. Looking at the income statement, net income for fiscal 2025 hit $26 billion, up from $1974 billion in 2024, with diluted EPS rising to $10.20 from $9.73. That's solid profitability, backed by a net profit margin of over 50%, one of the highest in the industry. On the balance sheet, Visa's total assets for 2025 stand at $99.63 billion, with cash and equivalents at $20.5 billion, giving them plenty of liquidity. Total liabilities are at $61.72 billion, resulting in a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.55, which is quite manageable for a company of this size. Looking at cash flow, free cash flow for 2025 was a hefty $21.58 billion, up from $18.69 billion in 2024, showing Visa's ability to generate cash even after capital expenditures. Key metrics like ROE at 54.2% and ROIC at 30.8% underscore their efficiency in using capital. However, with a current ratio of just 1.11, liquidity isn't overly abundant, so they'll need to stay disciplined with spending. Overall, these financials paint a picture of a company with strong fundamentals, but I'd keep an eye on those operating costs mentioned in the earnings call. Let's talk valuation. Visa's current price-to-earnings ratio, PE, for trailing 12 months is around 30.06, which is significantly higher than the industry average of 18.59 for financial credit services. Their price-to-sales ratio is also lofty at 14.99, and the enterprise value stands at $626.92 billion. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a decline from 29.18 for 2025 to 17.63 by 2030, suggesting the market expects earnings growth to outpace the current stock price over time. However, as noted in a recent Seeking Alpha article, Visa's valuation appears stretched, especially given macroeconomic uncertainties. The dividend yield is under 1% at 0.76%, but with a payout growth of over 2,400% since 2008, as highlighted by Fool.com, Visa remains a compelling dividend growth story. So, is it overvalued? At these levels, I'd say it's priced for perfection, and any hiccup in growth could lead to a pullback. Now, let's break down Visa's SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, Visa's financial performance is rock solid, with consistent revenue and earnings growth. Their global network and brand recognition are unmatched, and innovations like tokenization keep them ahead of the curve. Weaknesses. Their reliance on consumer spending makes them vulnerable to economic downturns, and rising operating costs could squeeze margins if not managed well. On the opportunities front, expansion into emerging markets and blockchain technology integration are massive growth drivers. Partnerships like Visa Direct for crypto payouts are forward-thinking. However, threats loom large. Competition from BNPL platforms, stablecoins, and fintech disruptors is intensifying. Regulatory risks also can't be ignored, as changes in legislation could impact fee structures. Overall, Visa's strengths and opportunities outweigh the risks, but investors need to stay vigilant about competitive and economic headwinds. Let's take a look at Visa's recent stock performance. Over the past 5 years, Visa's stock has gained an impressive 64.77%, significantly outperforming the broader financial services sector's 59.38% gain. However, shorter-term performance has been less inspiring. Over the past year, the stock is down 3.46%, with a one-month decline of 3.65% and a six-month drop of 1.62%. Recent news about the Q1 earnings beat didn't prevent a slip in after-hours trading, reflecting investor caution. Looking at the chart, Visa's stock seems to be in a consolidation phase, with support around the 3.20 level and resistance near 340. For short-term traders, a break below support could signal further downside, while a move above resistance might indicate renewed bullish momentum. Long-term, though, Visa's trend remains upward, supported by strong fundamentals. Now let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Visa's current price of $333.84 reflects its true worth. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow DCF model, factoring in Visa's free cash flow growth, discount rate, and terminal value assumptions. We're projecting free cash flow growth based on historical averages of around 10-12% annually over the next 5 years, tapering to a terminal growth rate of 3%. Using a discount rate of 8%, which accounts for market risk and Visa's low beta of 0.78, we've calculated the present value of future cash flows. Here are the results. Based on our DCF model, Visa's intrinsic value comes out to approximately $380 per share, suggesting the stock is currently undervalued by about 14%. This gives a potential upside for long-term investors, assuming growth projections hold. However, if consumer spending slows or competition erodes margins, this value could adjust downward. Remember, intrinsic value is just one tool. Combine it with market sentiment and technical analysis for a fuller picture. What do you think of this valuation? Drop your estimates in the comments. So what's the final verdict on Visa Inc.? Let's wrap this up. Visa is a powerhouse in the payments industry with strong financials, consistent growth, and a forward-thinking approach to digital innovation. Their recent earnings beat and global diversification are big positives, but stretched valuations, rising costs, and competitive threats are real concerns. For long-term investors, Visa remains a core holding, especially given its dividend growth and potential upside based on our intrinsic value analysis. However, at current prices, I'd rate it a cautious hold rather than a screaming buy, aligning with Seeking Alpha's recent downgrade. If you're looking for entry points, wait for a pullback or monitor how macro conditions impact consumer spending. Thanks for watching, folks. If you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button, subscribe for more content, and let me know which stock you'd like me to cover next. Until then, keep investing smart.